You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, retailers are always looking for ways to cut costs, but Chinese manufacturers have gone above and beyond. We'll find out more about sites selling products directly from factory to consumers in the United States and what can go wrong. First, growing trade tensions between the U.S. and its trading partners are starting to impact American companies. Harley-Davidson announced today that it'll be moving some of its operations to the European Union, a decision that comes after a round of back-and-forth tariffs that left the company facing a 25% price increase on bikes sold in Europe. Nathan Bomey is a business reporter with USA Today. He's been reporting on the trade dispute. Nathan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Nathan, the company announced this in a public filing. What did they say exactly?
Well, they announced that they feel like they have no option but to move some production out of the United States because the tariffs that the EU is applying to motorcycles are so significant that it'll cost them about $2,200 per bike. And they're saying that that is so cost prohibitive that they'll have to absorb that price in the interim. But in the meantime, they're going to have to locate production offshore because they just don't think that the customers will be willing to pay those extra costs.
Now, of course, this is an issue for Wisconsin. A lot of these bikes are produced here in the state. Did the company say anything about whether production would go down, jobs would be cut, or factories cut in the United States to make this happen in Europe?
I think that's what we expect to happen. What we don't know is where the cuts will occur. So we know recently, for example, they closed the plant in Kansas City, moved some of it to Pennsylvania. So that's already happening. Now, this would be in addition to that. And, whether Wisconsin factories are at risk, I certainly think that's possible. We're talking about 40,000 bicycle or motorcycles every year sold in Europe by Harley-Davidson. So 40,000 bicycles, I'm sorry, keep saying that, motorcycles, that's pretty significant volume. So I don't think that they can get away with a pretty small cut here. I think this will be significant. And, I think it's, it shows you that there are substantive, policy issue ramifications for the tariff spat that we're seeing between the EU and the U.S.
And Harley-Davidson is kind of getting it on both sides here because people, I think, including you, had already been writing about steel and aluminum tariffs. Well, if those costs get higher, that's going to affect a company in the United States like Harley that's making stuff with those raw materials. So they're facing higher costs on that end. And then with these retaliatory tariffs, they're facing a higher cost when they sell. This back and forth is having a lot of maybe unintended consequences.
Yeah, it is. It's ratcheting up. And you're right that this all started with the steel and aluminum tariffs that President Trump imposed on Europe. And citing this as a national security issue, which I think a lot of experts have already questioned whether it's legitimately a national security issue or not. But the bottom line is that for Harley-Davidson, that increased the cost of doing business. And this is really bad timing for them because they are already struggling. And, in the U.S., millennials have already, shown less interest than older consumers at buying Harley-Davidson motorcycles. And so, this is just another issue that they have to deal with.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from here in Wisconsin, he's a Republican. He released a statement earlier this afternoon saying this confirms his concerns and quoting here, it's a far too predictable outcome of policies that give companies like Harley-Davidson incentives to make their products elsewhere. So this is something that is getting backlash among Republicans, Nathan.
Yeah, and I think that, tariffs are very interesting because they scramble the traditional political boundaries. You see sometimes unions will support the tariffs and sometimes they won't. You see sometimes Republicans will be for them, sometimes against them. I think it depends on the specific issue. This is interesting, though, because the question all along was, will the tariffs actually increase prices or will they affect production? Here we see that Harley-Davidson is saying they cannot afford to raise prices on these motorcycles in the EU, but it will cause them to shift production. So, they're saying that the price won't necessarily go up, but the jobs could be cut here in the US. And so will that happen with other products? It's a little too early to tell, but you see how swiftly Harley-Davidson took action because these tariffs took effect on Friday. Here we are Monday, and they're announcing this news.
Nathan Bomey is with us, business reporter with USA Today, talking about Harley-Davidson's decision, their announcement earlier today that they're going to shift some production to their second biggest market, the European Union, in response to back-and-forth tariffs. Nathan, speculating here, President Trump is talking about higher tariffs on German cars now coming into this country. Could this balance out where the German car maker says, well, we can't afford to send our cars over there. We better shift some of our production to the United States.
I certainly think that's a possibility. And so that's an interesting situation as well, because we have seen for many years now, the automotive industry has moved a lot of production to the countries where they're selling the products. And so that has hurt the U.S. and benefited the U.S. at the same time, because if you look at the Japanese automakers, for example, Toyota and Honda and Nissan have all brought pretty significant plants to the United States. On the other hand, we see that, of course, all the automakers have expanded in foreign markets as well to serve those markets. And so with the German companies, BMW, Volkswagen, and Daimler, which makes Mercedes, those three in particular face a real significant problem here with these tariffs, because a high percentage of the vehicles they sell in the U.S. are made in Europe. And so if these tariffs that President Trump is threatening on European vehicles actually take effect, that could cause them some real problems in the dealership, because I don't think they can afford to raise prices. These vehicles are already expensive. They're in a pretty, tight competition with other brands that will not face these types of tariffs like Lexus and Cadillac. So there's competition there. So yeah, the German automakers are definitely trembling at that news.
It's cheese day here in Wisconsin, and people are talking about risks to Wisconsin cheese exports with retaliatory tariffs. Can you talk about the range, Nathan, of products you're seeing from the United States that are going to hit some kind of tariff bump, if not wall?
Yeah, there's a really strange mix of products that the EU is threatening here in response to the steel and aluminum tariffs. It ranges from everything from a deck of playing cards to pants to, various agricultural products. But one that I found pretty interesting was cranberries, for example, which obviously a Midwestern product. And cranberries, are not a product where you can necessarily shift to another plant or anything like that. But what we see is that with the EU threatening American cranberries with increased tariffs, there's a concern among the Cranberry Council that European countries could start buying cranberries from Canada instead, because Canada has a duty-free deal there with the EU on those products. So that's a legitimate concern as well. And again, sometimes a product may not be easily available, readily available in another market, but other times it is. And so I think the impact is fairly uneven and depends on the specific product.
So we're at a state right now where we tariff, they tariff, we tariff back. I mean, are we just going to keep seeing more shoes drop, or is there any kind of sign that we're going to calm things down?
Well, I do think that that's the concern, and that's why the markets are sort of, shaking in their boots right now, because the fear is of a much worse trade war being sparked. I don't think that the tariffs that have taken effect so far are extremely damaging to the economy, because although tens of billions sounds like a lot with an economy that's many, many trillions of dollars, not necessarily huge. But I think the concern is that this just escalates to a level that is where it gets to be very damaging. And so that's the fear, especially with China, because I do think that some of this is strategic when it comes to the U.S. and Europe. If you're willing to sort of do it to your allies, then China will say, well, surely we'll do it to us. And I think some of it's strategic maneuvering. Whether it's smart or not, I'm not sure. But it certainly could trigger something worse, and that's the fear.
Nathan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Hey, thanks.
That's Nathan Bomey, business reporter with USA Today, with us to talk about Harley-Davidson's announcement that it'll be moving some operations to the European Union to avoid tariffs.